this is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Well, hello, good evening once again to everybody. Huge thanks for tuning in to the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Yes, I've been away performing in pantomime near Blackpool for the last 5.5 weeks. Yes, I've still been broadcasting and bringing you my top 100 tracks of all time, which I hope you've been enjoying over the last few Tuesdays. But back with a vengeance with the show that goes like this, with some tracks reminiscent of my panto history. What on earth am I talking about? Well, I'm going to play a lot of tracks tonight that I have performed in a pantomime at some point in my career. I'll explain a little bit about the track, about the panto, and we'll all have a rip-roaring time tonight. Yes, I'm still in panto mode, and I'm going to start off this evening with a track that started off our pantomime this year from a South Korean boy band. One is sure to be enjoyable for everybody listening. So keep it here, 98.0, the show that goes like this. Time to start with an explosive bit of dynamite.
'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. My shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong.
This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life's sweet as honey, yeah, this beat chain like money.
This is gone all alone, I'm into that, I'm good to go. I'm diamond, you know I go up.
Hey, so let's go.
'Cause I'm in the stars tonight, so watch me bring the fire, set the night light.
Hey.
Shining through the city with a little focus on.
So I'ma
light it up like dynamite.
Phoenix FM.
There it was, BTS's brilliant track Dynamite. I absolutely love that song. I've performed quite a few songs in Panto, and because you've had to rehearse them and because you've had to perform it not 100% exactly the same as the original track, they don't mean quite as much. You don't find the original as enjoyable, but I still do with BTS and Dynamite. That opened our pantomime, Sleeping Beauty, at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham this year. This season just finished, and certainly audiences seem to enjoy it. The performers enjoyed performing it as well. Great track to get us started. Now I'm going back a few years to a track I remember had the hardest dance routine, the kind of most involved dance routine I've probably ever had to learn during Panto. That was back in 2006 at the Assembly Rooms in Derby, where we did Peter Pan with Gary Wilmot, Lee Brennan and Mina Anwar. And the show resolved, everything was found to be wonderful, Peter Pan was going to keep never growing up, and we all sang Kenny Loggins' Footloose.
Phoenix FM.
Another fantastic track. I'm trying to bring you an interesting selection of tracks throughout the evening tonight, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. You can even join us on mixcloud.com as well. So many ways to be here. Footloose from back in Derby in 2006. And obviously being part of a double act with my dad, I don't often get the opportunity to be on stage and in dance routines without him. That would have been a bit involved for him to pick up. I don't quite know how I managed it, the routine for Footloose. I remember our choreographer Rob Wheeler did a fantastic job, and I always enjoyed performing it. So it was me, a lot of the dancers, and a couple of the other, let's say, younger members of the cast at that time. It was 15 years ago. But yeah, happy memories of Footloose at the end of that pantomime. And now we come forward again to 2015 and the Worthing Pavilion, where I did Cinderella. I played Rich Quick, the broker's man trying to get Baron Hardup's money off of him. And relatively early in the first half, we were all cheering Cinderella up because the ugly sisters were being mean to her. What better way to cheer someone up than by singing Uptown Funk with them?
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name. You know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't
Phoenix FM.
Another awesome track that got audiences going, most definitely at the Worthing Pavilion in Cinderella. And yeah, that was another really enjoyable production. Particular highlight. I always remember that pantomime fondly. Now we go back a few years to 2010 and our fifth and final pantomime at the Assembly Rooms in Derby. The show came to a resolution. It was Aladdin that year. Some great vocals in the company. And we all finished with a song that was made popular by being on Glee relatively recently at that time. And again, audiences loved our version of the brilliant Journey original, Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.
FM.
Well, again, as I said before, fond memories of that pantomime. It was a really sort of close-knit company that year, so much so that I know these days with WhatsApp and stuff like that, everybody creates WhatsApp groups. It was still relatively new back in 2010, I guess. And we do still stay in touch. Everybody from that pantomime, Aladdin, at the Derby Assembly Rooms, used to meet up in London, have reunions, huge numbers of the company. Sometimes that happens with a panto, and you might get three or four people meeting up and reminiscing. But we've done that with about sort of 9 or 10 people from that company, even as recently as 2019, I remember we all met up. All slightly worried about impending news of a virus coming from that originated in Wuhan in China. Anyway, enough about that. Let's move on to a track I was particularly pleased with because it appeared in a pantomime at my suggestion, Chesterfield 2016, where we also did Aladdin, with the brilliant Liz McLarnon from Atomic Kitten and Lee Brennan from 911 as the title character. Liz McLarnon was Princess Jasmine. They fall in love. Why not sing Jonas Blue's Perfect Strangers? Oh yeah.
You were looking at me like you wanted to stay. When I saw you yesterday, I'm not wasting your time, I'm not playing no games. I see ya. The secret tomorrow will hold. We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the night will change us. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize we're only human. Maybe we don't need no reason. Feeling this way, there's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. I'm with ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the night will change us. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize we're only human. Maybe we don't need no reason. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the night will change us. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize we're only human. Maybe we don't need no reason why.
Phoenix FM.
That was another fantastic panto to be a part of. I remember he had a few problems in the rehearsal process. The sound man cutting his head open on a beam in the pit. The Emperor of China falling over on stage, hurting his back and ultimately having to leave the production. But it was as a result of some of the problems we had, another very close-knit company. Everyone was fantastic with each other, really friendly. And I had quite a weird moment during rehearsals for that, which was absolutely fantastic. Because we had Liz McLarnon from Atomic Kitten and Lee Brennan from 911, we obviously had very strong vocals in the company. And we went to the sound man's house before he injured his head. He did come back, he just got stitches in A&E, he wasn't seriously injured. Although it was a nasty cut. But we went round his house and had to record some backing vocals. and there was the girl who played the Slave of the Ring, there was Liz McLaren, there was Lee Brennan and me, all with earphones on, recording backing vocals, and for a moment I felt like a pop star. I felt what it must have been like to be recording with some amazingly talented singers and just enjoyed all the camaraderie. It was an excellent, excellent time. A great memory. Now, we go back to 2008 at the Derby Assembly Rooms. My dad and I did 5 years there, so some good memories of that venue. And in 2008 into 2009, we performed in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Now, I'm sure many Panto producers will bemoan the licensing laws and the fact that you can't use Disney music, and therefore the Seven Dwarves' entrance of Hi Ho, which everybody is so familiar with, you're not allowed legally to use that music. So you have to be creative. How possibly could you still get Hi Ho into a pantomime without playing that Disney tune? Thank goodness for Jeff Beck.
Phoenix FM.
Well, I think we did well there to get round the Disney censors. Hi Ho, Silver Lining still counts in my book. Suitable entrance music for the Seven Dwarves. And again, very happy memories of that pantomime. Quite a large company, because that's the only pantomime I've done Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I think I've done it two or three times. And usually you have children in the production wearing sort of moulded dwarf heads. That's the only pantomime I've done whilst working professionally with seven real dwarves who were all brilliant, amazing to work with, and a great time was had by all that season. We got an innovation into the pantomime as well. As many pantomime goers will know, there's usually a section near the end of the show where you get some children from the audience up onto stage and have a bit of a laugh with them and get them to sing or do something or show their talent or whatever. And in that production, we had a working video camera on the stage, a cinema screen came down, and I filmed the kids doing air guitar. Not to Hi Ho Silver Lining, to a different track, but it appeared on the screen on the stage at the same time as well. I was quite pleased with that idea that we came up with. I thought it was quite exciting at the time. And yeah, another great show. Now we go to Weston-super-Mare, where my dad and I spent three happy years in pantomime. And the middle of those years was in 2012 into 2013, and was a version of Sleeping Beauty, which we just did again this year at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham, so it was a little bit similar. But again, at my suggestion, the following track appeared in the show, where you need a moment for everyone to feel happy and enjoy themselves. Aurora certainly enjoyed dancing to Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen's Good Time.
Phoenix FM.
Another one I always enjoy listening to anyway. My experience of performing in it hasn't dampened my enjoyment of that track. Great stuff. I remember Owl City coming to prominence with Fireflies, and then that was the next track that they sort of had a hit with in collaboration with Carly Rae Jepsen. I remember it wasn't quite as involved a dance routine as Footloose from a few years before, but it was still great nonetheless. So, yes, that was a bit of Good Time there. And what's coming up next then? Well, I hope you're enjoying this look back for me at some of my panto memories, thanks to the music that we're playing tonight. And next we go back to Chesterfield, which I've already talked about with Liz McLarnon and Lee Brennan. It was a joy for me to work with someone who'd had that much sort of chart success. Liz McLarnon in Atomic Kitten, obviously, performed all over the world and had many chart hits. One of the few people I've worked with that I can remember sort of having posters of on my wall when I was a kid. Sort of slightly bizarre to actually meet her in real life. And also, it would have been slightly bizarre. I remember we had Lee Brennan from 911, Liz McLarnon from Atomic Kitten. We did a few mashups of their music. It would have been very bizarre not to feature any Atomic Kitten music in the panto. And when you think of Atomic Kitten, even with the Euros and its sort of rehashing with Gareth Southgate in, you can't have Atomic Kitten without having this track. It made it into our panto. She did it as a solo. It's always fantastic. Time for everyone to feel whole again.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can make me whole.
Phoenix FM.
As I mentioned, it was fabulous for me to meet and get to work with Liz McLarnon, who was brilliant in that role, has a fantastic voice and is a lovely person. And also, rather excitingly, ever since I worked with her in 2016, my email notification on my phone has been Liz McLarnon doing an impression of a Ribena berry. There's no further explanation needed on that, but if you're ever with me and hear my phone make a strange noise, I know I've got an email, and I know it's Liz McLarnon's Ribena Berry noise that has let me know that. So, little things like that, always interesting and exciting, I think. Now, let's go back to, where was this? I believe this was Western Supermare in 2010, where we did Aladdin. And, well, the evil characters in pantomime don't often get great songs to show their vocal talents. They're often being raspy and growling and feeling hoarse afterwards and a bit horrible and evil. But finding a decent track that can convey that while still being enjoyable for the audience to listen to can be difficult. But this was a great one. And I always enjoy listening to this. And I think it's quite apt for an evil character to sing as well. We got the Princess Jasmine to sing it whilst having been captured by the evil Abenaza. They did it together, primarily Abanaza's song, because he's most certainly toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
Phoenix FM.
Really enjoyable track. Doesn't instantly give me the memory of Britney Spears singing it in the video. I remember she was an air hostess in the video, and then she had some sort of weird Diamante sort of naked effect bodysuit on as well. Wonder why I remember that so vividly. But anyway, fortunately that song doesn't bring that image straight to my mind anymore. It brings me images of Abanaza and Princess Jasmine in Aladdin. And having thought about that, we did Aladdin in Western Supermare 2011-12, but we also did it 2010-11 in the Derby Assembly Rooms, as I mentioned before, and we changed the track to Toxic for Western Supermare the previous year in Derby. Well, around about that time, Slumdog Millionaire, the film, had come out and had some very popular music associated with it, and I think we managed to make the evil character capturing Princess Jasmine relate to the following track. I haven't heard this for quite a while, actually. I'd almost forgotten I'd done it in pantomime, but it was huge at the time, and it's only kind of 11, 12 years ago. So let's all reminisce together, and if you ever came to see Derby Panto, maybe you remember this a little bit more vividly than me. But it was fabulous, it was always well received, and it's always nice to play a track that's got an exclamation mark in the title. Oh yes, time right now, everybody, for Jai Ho.
Jai Ho!
word up, baby, I'm one in a million.
I love it when you hear a track you haven't heard for quite a while and it just brings back so many memories. First of all, I always enjoyed that track, and now I can literally see the routine and the style of dance and the costumes people were wearing at the time in that version of Aladdin. So fabulous. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a bit of Jai Ho. Was it just Nicole Scherzinger or Pussycat Dolls as well? A.R. Rahman, wasn't it, I think? Yes, absolutely wonderful. Anyway, now we jump forward a few years again to the time we spent at the Pomegranate Theatre in Chesterfield in 2016. I've talked about people with great voices and people from girl bands being in it, but obviously we worked with Lee Brennan as well from 911, who we worked with 10 years previously as well in Derby, where he played Peter Pan to great acclaim. This time he was Aladdin in the titular role, and did another wonderful job, even going so far as, after suffering a nasty muscle injury about 4 or 5 days from the end of the season, he went to hospital, got it checked out, they advised him to leave the panto. He didn't, and he completed the last 4 days of the run on crutches, performed as Aladdin on crutches. So I'm going to play the song where he injured himself. He'll probably remember this for very different reasons. It's a great Justin Timberlake track from the movie Trolls. Really good opener for pantomime. And kudos to Lee Brennan for carrying on that performance whilst badly injured, but then carrying on with the production as well, so he didn't need understudies anymore. He did a sterling job. Great effort, sir. Time, whether it's in your Achilles or not, where you can't stop the feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance.
cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Been so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop that.
FM.
So before that track we just heard, I talked about Lee Brennan's nasty injury where I think he actually, I said Achilles, but I think he tore his calf muscle and still carried on gamely like a great man. But that's reminded me of an injury I suffered during pantomime, which was Snow White. I talked about at the Assembly Rooms in Derby, and they had so many crew members, not the same people, worked on every show. And so we'd got into the habit of this one guy removing a huge throne from the stage and leaving it in the wings on the side of stage. And at the end of that scene, we were chased off. So we had to run off whilst all the lights were dim on stage in what we call a blackout. And I ran off, and it was a new crew member had left this throne in a different part of the wing at the side of stage. And I ran straight into it and grazed and cut all of my shins quite badly, and it was in extreme pain for the rest of that production. And I do remember the said crew member felt so bad he bought me a tin of biscuits to make up for it. And in some ways I do feel that completely made up for it. So, you know, if ever you get a graze on your shins, or quite severe multiple grazes on your shins from running into a wooden throne, you should expect a tin of biscuits. That's the standard recompense. Anyway, more memories of Aladdin now at Derby, where there's always Widow Twankey's laundry, a popular scene that people associate with the production and people tend to enjoy, and popular music around that time that lend itself to a laundry song is difficult to find. We managed it though with the relatively recent release at the time of A Shark's Tale and Christina Aguilera's reworking of the 70s hit from Rose Royce, Car Wash. Let's play that right now. Obviously, we were washing clothes, not cars. It's not a car wash, it's a laundry. All right, bit tenuous. We got away with it.
This is A Shark's Tale.
Here we go again.
This is
2004.
Phenomenal hit.
Driving on a Lexus.
the car wash.
Sharks in the water make their jaws lock. When I swim through the grim, I'm too hot. Y'all can make your bets, y'all small tuna fish, I'm one big
catch. Catch sharks, Slayer.
I bow down, player, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that, pop back, hurt that. Turn this up and bang it all up on your surface. 9 to 5, I gotta keep that fat stack coming. No matter how big the shark gets, the bike keep running. Washing cars ain't no place to be a superstar, man. That's why I work and work.
Phoenix FM.
Another great track. I'd forgotten all about the film A Shark's Tale, but I've always liked Christina Aguilera. Pretty much everything she's ever released I've enjoyed listening to. So that brought back not only great memories of the Panto, but I hadn't heard that track for a while from our Christina. Fabulous. So this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, reminiscing about some of the pantos I've done and some of the music that has featured in those pantos. Yes, I've just returned from my latest stint playing the King and directing the production of Sleeping Beauty at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham St Annes, and a great time was had by all. Now then, we go back quite a long way to my first ever panto working with my dad together, which was in 2005 into 2006 at the Hawth Theatre in Crawley, which is a lovely place. And we were with Kids TV star Dave Benson Phillips. And again, it was a great production. And it was Dick Whittington. And obviously the evil character in that is King Rat. But everyone makes friends with King Rat at the end of the production. He's sort of feels bad about his previous actions and becomes good. And he invited everyone to his hideout, which was supposed to be under the stage. And we ended the production singing this song and all walking down through the orchestra pit under the stage, which I thought was a great device. Very effective. I've not seen it done since. But like Christina Aguilera, I've always enjoyed the music of Steps. This production of Dick Whittington finished with a rather large stomp.
All I need is some music.
Phoenix FM.
Again, when you think of the music of Steps, you probably don't initially think about Stomp, but certainly a good toe-tapping track again. And yes, I've told you before on this programme stories of me doing the tragedy dance solo in a nightclub in Leeds with a spotlight on me, to huge embarrassment. But we all remember 5678, Tragedy, One for Sorrow, I remember After the Love Has Gone, Deeper Shade of Blue. When you think of Steps music, you probably don't think of Stomp, but it's got a good funky element to it. I always enjoyed it, and I always do remember when I hear it, the end of that production where we all went down some hidden steps into the orchestra pit and disappeared under the stage after befriending King Rat. So yeah, a great time had by all. Another fabulous panto at the Hawth Theatre in Crawley. But now we come forward to a bit more recently, and 2018, where I was in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, not with real dwarves, with children wearing dwarf costumes, at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham. We've just completed our fourth year out of five there, just with a break due to the pandemic, when we did a Christmas variety show instead in a different venue. But otherwise, we've been in Lytham St Anne's since 2017. And in 2018, we did a production of Snow White again. A great show, and very popular at the time was the film The Greatest Showman, which had just come out. So we managed to incorporate music from that into the show. And at the end of the show, you have a kind of upbeat number just to make everybody feel good about themselves. But this one has a good positive message as well, particularly when you know the plot of The Greatest Showman. And it was great to finish our production with this track, and it's appropriately titled This Is Me.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. Scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me. Another round of bullets hits my spear.
gonna drown them out. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
Phoenix FM.
Really good life-affirming track, This Is Me, from The Greatest Showman, done in Snow White at the end of our show there, finishing off with a positive message, and rather lovely, absolutely. You may or may not know, but I always enjoy, for my pantomime company, I create a sort of video at the end of the show that kind of commemorates the production, and it only really means something to everybody that's been involved in it. But I find a song that's been used in the show and create a kind of silly video looking back at the whole production with some jokes in it, etc. And I used This Is Me for that video that year as well. Right, well, I think the pantomime I've performed most over the last... how many ever consecutive years I've done, what is it, 18 consecutive years, I think, is Aladdin. I think I've done 3 or 4 Aladdins now. And we usually had the same song feature at the end of Act 1 of Aladdin, because Aladdin gets trapped in the cave by the evil Abenaza. He rubs the lamp, the genie pops out and reveals all the treasure that is now his. And you have a kind of... sort of defiant song, if you like, at the end of Act 1 that's very positive for Aladdin. And there was a brilliant example of a track that was just so appropriate around about the time we first did Aladdin, which was about 2010, I think. And yeah, so it remained used by the production company in all their Aladdins at the end of Act 1 for many years, a good sort of 6, 7, possibly even 8 years. It's so appropriate. It's a phenomenal track by the Scissor Sisters, and it just, as soon as I hear this, I can't help but think about Aladdin trapped in a cave, now having been granted a load of riches and wealth, and feeling quite happy about his life after just minutes before being a bit desperate after being locked in there. So time for everybody to enjoy it right now as the Scissor Sisters bring us their classic, Fire with Fire.
You can see that you're being surrounded from every direction. Love was just something you found to add to your collection. It used to seem we were number one, but now it sounds so far away. I had a dream we were running from some blazing arrows yesterday. You said fire, fire. You can show me
attention, 'cause there's someone behind every hand, and you've made a connection.
Phoenix FM.
Always loved the Scissor Sisters. We also did I Don't Feel Like Dancing in a show one time. I think, to be ironic, we had to dance to it. But Fire With Fire, like I said, always associated with Aladdin for me, and that moment at the end of Act 1. I think, weirdly, the last time we did Aladdin, they had moved away from Fire With Fire because it wasn't kind of current enough and never sort of became a classic that everybody remembers. I think we did a Bee Gees 70s medley last time, which was a totally different kind of feel, but still worked and made everyone feel good at the end of Act 1. Now, speaking of a song that makes everybody feel good, now, I've done a vast number of pantomimes now in my life. They all start with a song that's supposed to get the audience feeling good at the beginning of the show, feeling like they're going to be a part of it and can join in, and it's going to be an upbeat, happy production. I have never heard an audience react to a song at the beginning of a show like this one. We used it at the Assembly Rooms in Derby 2009 into 2010, which was Cinderella, with Neil Morrissey from Men Behaving Badly fame and Kelly Bryan as Cinderella, who was in the girl group Eternal in the 90s. And the show started with this track. Now, audiences have loved the start of many shows, but every single time this track came on, kids in the audience would clap along, sing along, adults in the audience would clap along. It was just the best feel-good track for that part of a show I've ever known. And so I have to say, huge kudos to the Black Eyed Peas for writing it. And this is I Got a Feeling.
That tonight's gonna be That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And
do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop. Round and round. Up and down. Around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday.
Get
with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day, and I'm feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good.
Phoenix FM.
Definitely the most popular opening number in Panto I've ever experienced. There have been a lot of popular ones, but that tops them all for sheer audience involvement, enjoyment. You know, they just clapped along, they absolutely loved it. So yes, I've always enjoyed that song. It was enhanced my enjoyment of it by my experience in Panto with it as well. Derby, Cinderella, 2010. That was another fantastic production. Very, very enjoyable. I think it took over £500,000 at the box office. Something like that. Something crazy. I can't remember the exact stats to say it with any conviction, but there you go. So, yes. I think over the years, it's always nice to be invited back consecutive years for Panto. We did 5 in Derby, 3 in Weston-super-Mare, 2 in Worthing. We've now done 4 in Lytham. Apparently Chesterfield have a policy where they don't invite people back regardless of how well received they are. So who knows, we may be back in Chesterfield some other time. But now we go to Weston-super-Mare, and I think this was Jack and the Beanstalk 2013, which featured George Sampson, who'd won Britain's Got Talent, doing his Singing in the Rain street dance. And there's a fairground scene in Jack and the Beanstalk very often, where the giant's henchman kidnaps the princess. And at the start of the fairground scene, to set the scene, I remember we did a version of this track, this classic Lionel Richie track, which you may not think would feature in many pantos. Again, it went down very well. All night long.
All night long.
Oh,
all night.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I always enjoyed that Jack and the Beanstalk production as well. I've done a few Jack and the Beanstalks over the years, but that was another good one. And I remember writing for the script of that show that the princess had been kidnapped by someone terrible, and they got someone to draw an artist's impression of that person, and we got basically a photo of the actor playing Flesh Creep in his makeup and had it blown up to a large size and made out that someone had just drawn this photorealistic image in a few seconds. I think it was me as well. I gave myself the credit for being an artist, which in real life I think would definitely not happen. It'd end up looking like a stick man or something like that. Staying in Weston-super-Mare, the year before Jack and the Beanstalk, we did Sleeping Beauty with Lorraine Chase, and with Same Difference, the brother and sister act from X Factor. And often in Sleeping Beauty, there's a scene, a comedy scene, set in a schoolroom. And it was no different that year in Weston-super-Mare. We had a very enjoyable schoolroom scene with myself, my dad, the guy who was the dame that year was Adam Day, another brilliant comedian, and comic actor Terry Gleed as well, who's always enjoyable to perform with. And at the end of the schoolroom scene, all the dancers came on and we all wore dark glasses. Why did we do that? Not because the lights were extremely bright, that would have been ridiculous, but we wanted to recreate in some small way the world of madness. And our schoolroom scene finished with that madness classic, Baggy Trousers.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing pool, smashing up the woodwork tool. All the teachers in the pub, passing round a ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. The headmaster's had enough today. All the kids have gone away, gone to fight with next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits alone and vents his pain. Same old backsides again. All the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All of the next school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through the day. Lots of boys, lots of smells and lots of noise, playing football in the park, kicking bush fights after dark. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes through breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All of that at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through the day.
Phoenix FM.
I remember everyone had red and grey school uniform style outfits, and we all did a fabulous dance routine paying homage to madness with baggy trousers there. Another enjoyable time in Weston-super-Mare. Now then, we're going to skip forward quite a bit to my most recent production, which neatly leads on from that one, because that was Sleeping Beauty in Weston-super-Mare 2012. We now come to 9 years later, 2021, in Lytham St Anne's, where we did another version of Sleeping Beauty. And, well, I've said previously But I'm going to say again, it was a very, very happy, close-knit company. It happens often with the production company we work for, but with all the restrictions, the uncertainty with COVID and Omicron and all that going on, there's always a panto bubble that you kind of work in, and you're in an intense period, relatively short time with the same people, and you become quite close to them. I would say it happened even more so this year, and the camaraderie was very strong in the group. And obviously, by talking about the most recent production, it's bound to feature some more recent tracks. So it's nice to play one that's, you're not saying, oh, this was 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 8 or 9 years ago. Something that's pretty much right up to date. BTS got us going at the beginning of the show. And this was the solo for the Prince. If you know the story of Sleeping Beauty, you know she pricks her finger on a spinning wheel and is cursed to go to sleep for 100 years. And there are various plot devices as to how everyone else manages to survive that time and help her wake up, but she can only be awoken by the kiss of a true love. Her prince has to fight his way through overgrown plants, vegetation, thorns, nettles, etc. to reach her. And the song we chose to let the prince do that to this year was The Weeknd's fantastic Blinding Lights. Again, I can only hear this now and see a man with a sword cutting through vines. Well, Adam Pringle was the prince in question in Sleeping Beauty in Lytham this year. He got to do that as a solo whilst cutting through all the undergrowth to successfully make his way back to the palace where The Princess Aurora had been sleeping for 100 years and needed to be awoken by the kiss of a true love. And yes, all you magic fans out there, the magic happened. She woke up and was saved. It'd be a terrible version of Sleeping Beauty if he kissed her and she didn't wake up. It's like, no, it wasn't the true love. He hasn't managed to find his way. She's cursed to sleep forever. Bit darker, I think, the theme there, if that was allowed to prevail. Anyway, let's go back again now to, Worthing Pavilion and Cinderella 2015. A great production, which was quite groundbreaking because it had Matt Evers, one of the professional stars of Dancing on Ice, and Camilla Dallarup, one of the professional stars of Strictly at the time, and we managed to get the two of them on stage together, dancing together. I don't think a Panto production had achieved that, mixing the worlds of Strictly and Dancing on Ice with their professionals. And again, at the end of that, you need a feel-good track so that everyone goes home feeling happy. And a popular track at the time, which certainly filled that brief, was the one I'm going to play for you now. So keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. As now, Walk the Moon have a very simple message for all the listeners. It's basically time to shut up and dance. Could be aggressive, but isn't.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, physical to the base and the fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together, bound to get together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, my discotheque, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
FM. I gotta say, I hope you're enjoying it as much as me, but I'm really enjoying bringing you all this music today. Fantastic tracks to listen to, but also they evoke memories for me, which are all pretty much universally happy memories, so that's fabulous. Now, We go from 2015's Cinderella forward a few years to 2019's Aladdin at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham St Anne's. And there was a fantastic device. One of the things people look forward to in a production of Aladdin is seeing how the magic carpet is going to be brought to the stage theatrically. And I think we did a wonderful job, actually, because we used a kind of gauze cloth where light can be shone through. Aladdin was behind it on the carpet, and projected onto the screen was the effect of him travelling with video imagery great distances. And it looked very effective, the way the magic carpet worked, and was brilliantly lit. Looked amazing. But you need a great song for him to sing while he's on the carpet trying to find his way to the kidnapped princess. And Lewis Capaldi had obliged around that time with a song that stayed in the charts for weeks and weeks and was incredibly popular. And I remember it's originally kind of a ballad version. I think in the production we found a more upbeat version of it, but we're going back to the ballad here. This is the brilliant Someone You Loved.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Phoenix FM.
A great track, and it was done more than great justice with by our Aladdin that year, Dan Badrick, who was brilliant and a good cheeky chappy kind of role. And I think he enjoyed singing that song. I don't know how much he enjoyed being stood on the device which allowed the magic carpet to look magical. He was done as safely as possible, but he had his moments up there anyway. Now we stay in Lytham St Anne's, but go back the year before, which was 2018's version of Snow White there. And the solo for Snow White, who was brilliantly played by Millie Hansford, was the following track. I think it was originally going to be a different one, and then this one was better for her to sing, was better for her key and her natural sort of range and whatever. So we tweaked it. And as I've said many times before on this programme, I've always enjoyed the music of Clean Bandit. I said Christina Aguilera, pretty much everything she's done. I think I'd again say Clean Bandit, pretty much everything they've done, I really enjoy listening to. And this was one of their first hits that brought them to prominence, was done ably by Millie Hansford and Apanto. She sounded fantastic. So let's hear right now the brilliant Rather Be.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
FM.
There it was, Clean Bandit's fantastic Rather Be from Snow White. And for a final track to play us out tonight, I'm going to stick with that production. Before I tell you too much about it though, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed these reminiscences of mine looking back musically at some of the tracks that have appeared in pantomime productions that I've been involved with. I've absolutely loved the medium of pantomime as an art form. It's quite an intense way of putting on something in the theatre, where obviously a huge amount of planning goes into it months and months beforehand, but the actual process of arriving, rehearsing, putting it on in the theatre usually takes around 10 or 11 days, and from nowhere you have to be ready to go in 10 or 11 days and stage a full 2-hour production with choreography, with musical numbers, with all the technical elements being right. And I'm really proud of all the work that we've done over the last few years. It's been amazing to work with my dad as well and create mayhem wherever we've gone, but also as writers and directors try and do a good job of putting it all together and making a successful production for everyone to be involved in. And I think, yeah, thanks to our producers, who for the majority of that time have been PHA, Paul Holman Associates, who always put good companies of people together, and long may that continue. Anyway, I'm going to play us out then with a track that featured in that same production of Snow White in 2018. I just thought it would be a nice track to finish with this evening. I could have picked so many from Pantos All Over. I've left out quite a few. Maybe there's more mileage there for a future show. But to play us out, a man with a very distinctive voice and another feel-good track. I'll see you again next week. Don't forget, keep it Phoenix, 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Here's George Ezra and Shotgun.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. Feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone, a
Phoenix FM.